Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, sir? My name
is
Tony. I'm doing great, thank you for asking. And I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good yourself. My name is Tony, and we are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. Now, we're not selling anything, and the interview will only take a few minutes. If you don't mind me asking, just go ahead.
A few minutes.
It's about 3 to 4 minutes, sir.
Okay.
Now, to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
58,
great. And are you Hispanic or Latino, white Anglo, black, Asian, or other?
I am black.
Awesome. Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Excuse me? No, I do not.
Okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes, I am.
There was an election on November 7th, 2023 in Virginia. Did you vote in that election?
Yes, I did.
Now, I know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
The economy.
The economy. Okay. How did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days, a few weeks, or months before the election?
For the general election coming up, you mean?
No, I'm talking about the one on November 7th. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote? Yeah.
Well, what's the day on?
The day on the election day. Now,
yes.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia?
The most important reason?
Yes, sir.
The most important reason that I, there's a lot of reasons, but the most important is so that to assist the Democrats in taking back charge of the House and the Senate. That's the most important.
So the most important reason is to give Democrats control of the House, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, to give Democrats.
Because regardless, this is the way I see it. Regardless of what my reasons are, if the Democrats are not in control, it's not going to happen anyway. Most of my beliefs are liberal, so that's basically it. It's to give them control.
Understandable, sir. Now, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly? Only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
Only for Democrats.
How did you hear or how did you know about the election? Through TV ads in English, Spanish, radio ads in English or Spanish, online digital ads and videos like in YouTube, English or Spanish, social media, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups. How do you hear about the election?
There's too many options, because I heard about it from multiple social media, from mail, from advertising on TV. Does again.
All in English, correct?
All in English, yes.
Okay. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Any specific thing?
The most specific thing is that the Republicans control the House.
Is that to balance, to give balance. Would that be correct?
Exactly.
To give balance to the Democratic, correct? The Democratic Party.
Well, my intention was that is try to give an advantage to the Democrats.
Okay, so the one particular thing that specifically impacted you was to see the Republicans running the House, correct?
I don't want the Republicans to run the House. Okay, I want the Democrats in control.
Okay, what's the Democrats?
I want the Democrats in control. I am a Democrat. I am a liberal. I want the Democrats in control. I do not want the Republicans in control.
Control, okay. Let me go and write that down for you, okay? Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidate you would support for the Virginia Assembly?
No.
Okay. And because you, and the reason why is because you are liberal, correct?
Exactly.
Because I am a liberal. All right. We're almost done, okay, sir? Thank you for helping me. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in this election?
No.
The reason why?
You said, no, what do you mean the reason why?
Why you would not change voting?
The reason actually, I would not change the way I'm going to vote on the upcoming election or the past election?
No, actually voting on this election.
Did anything happen to change my mind on how I'm voting on this election?
Let me repeat the question, okay? Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the election?
No.
And the reason why?
Because, go all the way back to, like I said before, because my reason for voting is to give the Democrats the advantage so they can enact the things that I believe in, opposed to the things that Republicans believe in.
Now, you know what? Now, everything, okay. I'm able to get all of that in, okay? So don't worry about it. It's being noted.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly, abortion, crime, and public safety, economic issues, and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
Given Democrats control.
Okay. Now, just allow me a couple of moments. We're almost done, okay? Let me read to you a series of messages that were used both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run up to the election this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or not convincing. Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Now, it's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing? Hello,
which
sir?
The message
that they used. Now, these messages could have been used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the election.
I don't find it convincing.
Okay. Not at all, correct?
No.
Now, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky. Past sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who tried to get an abortion and doctors who performed abortions would end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Now, do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
That's a convincing argument. That's a fact.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Very convincing. Because that's a fact. That's true.
It's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun. Even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement jobs harder, Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
I found that argument convincing.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Say what?
Very convincing or somewhat?
Very convincing.
2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It was not about politics. It was about getting things done, and they delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss. By making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There is so much more that can be done, but it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you see this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all? Not very convincing. Okay.
Nope.
Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. homicides are a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all, not very convincing.
Not convincing at all.
MAGA Republicans are coming to your rights, for your rights and your freedoms. And they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they will pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
I found it convincing, very convincing.
Very convincing. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Stopping Republicans from getting the presidency. Are you talking about in the state?
Yes, in the United States, yes.
Yes, stopping Republicans from getting the presidency and trying to take back the House.
Okay, to take the presidency. Okay.
No, to keep the presidency and take back the House.
Okay, it's stopping Republicans from taking the presidency, correct? And
yes.
The House. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. If you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
Is that one of the three?
Yes.
Economic
issues and inflation. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in this November, in the November 2024 election?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the presidential election, November 2024, were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and a third-party candidate, who would you vote for? Or are you
Joe
currently
Biden.
Undecided? Okay. And the reason why?
Because he's a Democrat.
Because he is a Democrat. Okay.
Better yet, because he's not Donald Trump. I'll put it like that.
Okay. Not Donald Trump. Okay.
Joe Biden is not my favorite either, but he's not Donald Trump. So he gets my vote for that reason.
Just a couple more questions, and we're finished with this interview. In what country were
you
born?
You said that about 5 minutes ago. Now it's been like almost a 10-minute video. Interview now.
It takes a lot of reading. I'm sorry, sir. I'm very sorry. Usually it's 3 to 4 minutes. What country were you born, sir?
Here, U.S.
In what country were your parents born?
U.S. United States.
Awesome. Now, which political party do you prefer to identify and agree with the most?
Democrats.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal, or just liberal?
Liberal. I just say liberal.
Now, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
Over $100,000.
And what is your gender?
Male.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you for helping me out complete this interview. I truly thank you. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You do the same.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Let's get out of here.